Wake Up Tri-County, it's from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Fernand. And joining us live in the studio this morning, we have Kewaunee Police Chief Stephen Kijanowski and Deputy Chief Michael Minks. Good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Let's talk about why you're here. We're talking about cameras.
Yes, we are. The LPRs we purchased in September for through Flock Safety. They're license plate reader cameras. They were installed in September and have been in operation since.
So tell us what these are intended for.
They're just intended to help us with investigations. It's not something that we're constantly monitoring, looking for, you know, expired registration or anything like that. It's for missing persons, stolen vehicles, felony warrants, major crimes and stuff like that. But also if, you know, we had like a perfect example, we had a domestic in town and they were looking for the male subject that left. And so they checked the cameras and they were able to see that he had left town and actually got picked up in Peru on their cameras and then farther out. So they're able to tell the victim, hey, we reasonably believe that he's left the area. So there's some safety for you now.
So tell us what LPR means.
So LPRs are license plate readers.
Okay.
Pretty simple acronym there. There's two main systems right now in the state and we have Flock Safety. So not only do we have access to the data in Kewaunee, but we have the data throughout the state and the nation. So if a major crime does occur, we're able to put that license plate into the system and it'll go into what's called a hot list. And so if that gets picked up on any camera that we're connected with, then it'll alert us to that being in that location. And the same goes for other agencies. If a vehicle enters our town that just committed a major crime or is under a subject of investigations, we can get that information out or go make an arrest, which did happen where a stolen vehicle entered. It alerted our officers through our dispatch, and they were able to go down to Walmart, find the stolen vehicle, take the suspects into custody without incident.
Wow. That's a pretty incredible innovation. So
yeah.
Talk about the research that went into choosing Flock.
That was Nick Walgott's doing. He put a lot of time and research into it, and he made the decision to go with Flock. And I've been, you know, every step of the way, you know, from Nick's administration to now with Steve and going through it, and I've been really happy with it. It's, you know, user-friendly. There's a lot of cameras out there that helps with the investigations. Their staff is very helpful. And I think the cost point was pretty good for us, too.
I imagine the data storage on something like this has to be pretty immense.
Not for us. So,
nope.
Yeah, that's what we pay them for. So I'm sure it is, but it's a pretty big operation for them. I don't remember the count they said when we installed how many cameras they have, but like I said, we have access to cameras all through the nation. So I'm sure it is, but we pay that yearly fee, which is covered by a grant right now. The majority of it is, I think the total cost was about $36,000. Total for our cameras in town. The grant paid for all but about 2,500 of that, which we used seized drug funds to kind of fill that gap.
Sure. So how many cameras are there?
There's five total.
Five total.
Yep.
And where are they?
Yeah, right. Well, most people have probably seen them. I mean, if you look on Facebook,
yeah.
They know where they're at. We're not going to tell you, but people know. They're like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
It's for bird watching or something.
Yeah. People make up a lot of things about cameras, and I'm sure you've heard from people who've got some questions about it. So what are the main questions that you're getting?
So the biggest we get is, you know, and we're not getting a lot of questions specifically other from the media about the cameras, but we'll see, you know, on Facebook and different things, the different threads that get out there about, like Mike mentioned, expired registration was one, and like traffic offenses, you know, they don't register speed or it's not part of the program. We don't have it set to give us the alert for when an expired registration passes that camera. That's a pretty low level traffic violation that, you know, we'll enforce the normal way. And we don't write a lot of tickets in Kewaunee comparatively. And especially for expired registrations, we maybe write 3 to 6 a month tops. And those numbers have stayed consistent even with the cameras installation. So they're more for investigative purposes and public safety.
Mm. And the police blotters bear that out. I mean, we can see that in the blotters that we post every single day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the big advantages you talked about, those, are there other questions that people, the media has had, or have you heard on Facebook people asking other questions about these cameras?
It's mainly the thinking that we're spying on people, and we're not. You know, it's only for investigative, you know, tools and stuff like that, that to help with the, you know, the officers or the detectives. But it's, there's a lot of data. I mean, when I did, just when I was learning the system, I looked, and it's amazing how many cars pass through, you know, town. And it just, there's no way that somebody could sit 8 hours a day trying to spy on somebody. You know, it just doesn't work. And there's also, you know, audit logs in there, checks and balances. So if, you know, somebody's trying to take advantage of that system, we would know. And so, yeah, it's, there's definitely no spying involved with it whatsoever.
That's such an interesting point, too, is if the license plate isn't flagged for some reason, there's not going to be a reason for you guys to look at it, or even the ability to think, I'll just look up this one license plate.
Yeah, right.
It has to be flagged for a reason.
Right. And we do have the ability to go back retroactively if a crime occurred and we want to see if that vehicle had passed. Before that, we can go back and check that specific plate. So if a crime occurs, they leave town, and an hour later we figure out, we'll check that cameras and we'll say, okay, they left heading out on, you know, whatever.
And you can also do stuff like, you know, you can say, show me, I'm looking, my suspect vehicle is a white van. Or I'll give you a perfect example is a U-Haul that came through town that was hauling stolen equipment. So we were able to search box trucks with Arizona license plates. And so once all those popped up, then we were able to see. So, you know, you could say, I need an orange sedan. We can search that and be like, okay, we think this might be our suspect vehicle, and go that route.
Is it like a search engine then?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fascinating what they can do with this technology.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a good tool. Especially safety for the community.
Well, Chief, it's been a couple months now that you've been in your position. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, got my feet underneath me now a little better than I did when it first happened. Kind of got this position. We know how I got it, so how it started. So I have a good support staff with my administration, and my officers are doing a great job. So it was easy to walk in and keep things going with Nick leaving, because we kind of had the same philosophy. We shared the same visions, and I was a part of that a lot with him. And then just being able to get in there and get in that position and not worry about the day-to-day as much. I can have Mike and our lieutenant, and our officers are out there doing their jobs well. So it's easy when things go well, and they've been going well. So,
Deputy Chief, how about you stepping up into this position?
It's been a learning curve. I'd say most recently the toughest part is that I've had to let other people do the investigations that I was so used to being, you know, leading as the detective sergeant. And so, so that's been a little tough to just kind of pass that torch. But now I get to teach the next generation and pass along things that I've learned and help, you know, mold that. And but I do, you know, the administration side of it, I really do like. Steve's been great teaching me stuff. He's, everything that he's learning, he's teaching me. And I take pride in this department. And so that's one of the big reasons why I stepped up to help, accept this position, because I want to keep this department moving forward with what Nick, you know, did, and keep that going. And that was Steve.
Well, anything else you want to mention?
We'll be out at the Superhero 5K yep. run for Braveheart on the 27th. That's a good organization that could use as much money as possible to help. So it's a good fundraiser. So I definitely recommend going out to that.
And they have a lot of stuff out there. It's a good time. Yeah. So we'll have our ATV up, our UTV up.
Yep.
Running for rides around the park, as long as we can get it running. So yeah. We got to check in that first. So hopefully that'll be good. Yeah. It usually is. So
we'll have our DART officers out there talking about the program out there. And then drone will be out there, and the canine officer will be out there with his canine Maverick. So it'll be a good time.
Very cool. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.